Preface: The Chains of Babylon. Babylon has poisoned the world, and the remnant can feel it. The body aches, the mind fogs, the spirit feels caged. This is not accident. This is not random. This is all by design. For in consequence of evils and designs, which do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men in the last days, I have warned you and forewarn you. The word of wisdom declared it, the prophets shouted it, and now the poisons are here. Babylon calls it progress, but it is sorcery. Food stripped of life, water poisoned with chemicals, air filled with smoke, light inverted into screens, drugs that numb but never heal. Pharmakia, the revelation of John, named it. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. This is the great sorcery. This is the health matrix. This is how nations are enslaved. But the Lord has revealed the path of escape. It is not hidden in Babylon's labs. It is not sold on Babylon shelves. It is written in creation. It is written in covenant. It is written in you. The remnant must rise. The remnant must purge. The remnant must cleanse their temples. This book is not comfort. It is fire. It is not self-help. It is prophecy. It is not trend. It is covenant. The detox scrolls are survival for the last days, for Zion cannot be built on poison temples. The spirit cannot dwell in vessels clogged with Babylon sorcery. The pure in heart must purge, or they will perish in the storm. Remnant warrior, these pages are weapons. They will teach you to see the poison, to purge it from blood and gut, to break addiction, to cleanse the mind, to restore the spirit in the temple. It will hurt. It will burn. It will strip away illusions. But when the chains fall, you will breathe again. You will drink again. You will see again. You will feel spirit again. And when the fire of tribulation comes, you will stand. This is the preface, the warning, the trumpet blast. The detox scrolls are not optional. They are survival. They are prophecy. They are covenant. Welcome, remnant. You are about to break Babylon's chains. Chapter 1. The Hidden Sorcery of Food and Pharma. Babylon has always dealt in shadows, secret combinations, oaths in darkness, daggers in silence. But in these last days, their weapons are no longer hidden. It is served on your plate. It is poured in your cup. It is prescribed by your doctor. This is the sorcery of food and pharma. This is pharmakia. This is the spell that enslaves the nations. The prophets saw it. John thundered in Revelation, "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." Isaiah cried, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." The doctrine and covenants revealed it plainly when Christ said, "In consequence of evils and designs which do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men in the last days, I have warned you and forewarn you by giving unto you this word of wisdom by revelation." These are not distant warnings. They are for now. They are here. They are on every shelf, in every store, in every kitchen. Babylon's table looks abundant. Bright boxes, endless options. Flavors engineered to delight. But beneath those colors is death. Sugar, refined, bleached, stripped, weaponized. It addicts the tongue. It chains the brain. It inflames the blood. It feeds the very cancers Babylon profits from. Oils, rancid, toxic, inflaming. Canola, soy, corn, cottonseed, sold as heart healthy, but fueling heart disease, obesity, diabetes, the very fires they claim to prevent. Grains, sprayed, corrupted, broken. God ordained wheat for man, corn for the ox, oats for the horse, rye for the fowl. But Babylon bleached them, stripped them, poisoned them with glyphosate. The staff of life turned into a rod of affliction. Meat, industrialized, saturated, cruel, ordained to be used sparingly in times of cold and famine. But Babylon feeds nations endless flesh, pumped with hormones, shot with antibiotics, packaged as abundance, but it is bondage. Water, tainted with fluoride, chlorine, heavy metals. The covenant drink, twisted into a toxic brew. Chemicals, preservatives, dyes, aspartame, MSG, names no one can pronounce. Potions disguised as food, spells swallowed daily. This is not food. This is sorcery. And when the poison weakens you, Babylon has a second cup waiting. Pharma. Pills that do not heal. Drugs that numb but never cure. Chemicals that silence symptoms while feeding the very diseases they claim to fight. One pill becomes two. Two become four. Four becomes a lifetime of dependency. Side effects listed longer than the promise. One drug to manage the side effect of another drug. Chains forged, one prescription at a time. The ancient records saw this pattern. They did obtain the sole management of the government, and they did trample under their feet the commandments of God. Control the government. Control the food. Control the medicine. Control the people. This is the secret combination. This is the Babylonian health matrix. But the remnant is forewarned. And forewarning is mercy. For what is exposed can be resisted. What is seen can be rejected. You are not powerless. You are not doomed to Babylon's table. You can refuse their bread. You can pour out their cup. You can step away from their pharmacy chains. The Lord has revealed another way. Remnant warrior, hear this charge. Eat fruits in their season. Eat herbs in their time. Eat grain whole, not stripped. Eat meat sparingly, as covenant. Drink water pure, blessed, consecrated. Reject sugar. Reject seed oils. Reject chemical potions. Reject Babylon's sorcery disguised as food. For the word of wisdom ends with promise. All saints who remember to keep and do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow in the bones. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, and the destroying angel shall pass them by. These are not idle words. These are shield and sword. This is prophecy of survival. This first scroll is your awakening. The poisons are real. The sorcery is deliberate. The design is intentional. Babylon profits from sickness. Babylon feeds on weakness. Babylon fattens sheep for slaughter. But the remnant will not be fooled. The remnant will not be poisoned. The remnant will break the spell. This is chapter 1. The hidden sorcery revealed, the chains exposed, the path of purge unveiled. Chapter 2. The poison in the blood. Life is in the blood. The covenant is in the blood. The atonement was sealed in blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Leviticus 17:11. The blood is holy, the blood is covenant, the blood is life. So the adversary strikes at the blood. He poisons the river of life. He corrupts the stream that feeds every cell. This is the second scroll, the poison in the blood. Babylon's sorcery flows through the veins of nations, sugar, spiking, crashing, inflaming, turning blood into sludge. Refined oils, clogging arteries, fueling disease, heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, lead. Injected, leaked, hidden in soil, corrupting nerves, corroding minds. Glyphosate, sprayed on fields, baked into bread, pierces the gut, slips into blood, unleashing autoimmunity. Pharmakia, drugs circulating side effects into every organ. Numbing, addicting, drowning clarity. Ancient American records declared, they did feed upon the spoils of the Gadianton robbers until they were brought down to destruction. So it is today. The world feeds upon Babylon's poison, and the blood testifies against them. The body is designed for purity. Blood is designed to cleanse. It carries oxygen. It carries nutrients. It carries immune soldiers. It carries spirit signal. But when blood is corrupted, the whole temple body suffers. Fog in the mind, pain in the joints, fatigue in the muscles, sickness in every organ. Babylon calls it normal aging. They call it genetics. They call it management. But the prophets call it what it is, poison. And poison can be purged. Remnant protocol. Purging the blood, fasting. The oldest law of cleansing. When you fast, the body turns to purge. Isaiah declared, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and let the oppressed go free." Water. Pure water drives waste out. Drink deep. Pray over every cup. Herbs. Dandelion, burdock, nettle, parsley, cilantro. God's weeds are covenant healers. Charcoal and clay. Binders that capture poison in the gut. Sweat. Through sweat, blood empties waste. Rest. The liver cleanses blood at night. Sleep before Babylon's neon steals the rhythm. Prophets spoke of blood. Isaiah warned, "Your hands are defiled with blood." Ezekiel declared, "If thou warn not the wicked, his blood will I require at thine hand." Christ shed pure, atoning blood to cleanse the blood of creation. If the atonement is in blood, the adversary strikes at blood. Babylon profits from poison. Every pill, every infusion, every machine, trillions in blood money, chains of dependency written into veins. But the remnant is not bound. You can purge, you can cleanse, you can renew. Your blood can burn with spirit again. Renewal scroll, fast weekly. Drink pure water daily. Use herbs to cleanse. Sweat daily. Rest nightly. Refuse Babylon's sugars, oils, chemicals. Within weeks, blood flows cleaner. Fog lifts, clarity sharpens, spirit flows, and the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow in the bones. Marrow makes blood. The covenant reaches the very factory of life. Remnant warrior, guard the river, purge the stream, cleanse the temple. Your blood is covenant. Your blood is altar. Your blood is life. Do not let it be Babylon's playground. Do not let it be Pharma's profit. Purge, renewal, ignite. This is the second scroll. The poison in the blood revealed. The covenant of cleansing restored. Chapter 3. The Poison in the Gut. The gut is the furnace of the temple, the altar of digestion, the fire pit where food becomes flesh, where covenant fuel is broken down into life. From the mouth to the stomach to the intestines, every gate is sacred. Every step is designed by God. Every process is miracle. But Babylon wages war at the gut, and the poison is everywhere. Science now calls it the second brain. Over 100 million neurons in the gut. Signals flowing constantly between gut and mind. Mood, memory, immunity, all tied to the furnace of digestion. If the gut is corrupted, the mind fogs. The mood collapses. The immune fire dims. The spirit's whisper feels distant. This is why Babylon targets the gut. Because if the gut falls, the whole temple falls. The poisons are many. Sugar, feeding yeast, fungi, parasites, creating imbalance, turning gut flora into chaos. Refined carbs, stripped of fiber, absorbed too fast. Blood spikes, crashes, hunger chains return. Seed oils, inflaming the gut lining, making it leaky, porous, weak. Glyphosate, tearing holes in the intestinal wall, letting toxins leak into blood, triggering autoimmunity, brain fog, endless inflammation. Antibiotics, wiping out good bacteria, killing the army God placed in your gut, leaving the temple defenseless. Drugs, vaccines, chemicals, all altering the microbiome, all shifting the balance toward chaos. This is not random. This is design. This is sorcery. The Nephite record spoke of it in symbol. They were ripening for destruction. Rot spreading through the nation. So it is with the gut. Rot spreads through the temple, and Babylon profits from the decay. The consequences are everywhere. Leaky gut, autoimmune storms, allergies, food intolerances, bloating, pain, gas, but deeper still, depression, anxiety, fatigue, loss of spiritual sensitivity. For when the gut is poisoned, the spirit's whisper is muffled. Remnant protocol, purging the gut, fasting, rest the gut, let the lining repair, give the furnace silence. Fermented foods, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, yogurt, living bacteria to restore the army. Fiber, plant fibers feed the good bacteria. Fruit, vegetables, whole grains, uncorrupted. Herbs, garlic, ginger, turmeric, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory cleansing. Binders, charcoal, clay, psyllium, sweeping out parasites, toxins, chemicals. Prayer, consecrate every meal. Call upon spirit to cleanse what Babylon tries to corrupt. The word of wisdom prophesied this. Every herb in the season thereof, and every fruit in the season thereof, to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. Herbs, fruits, grains, God's plan for gut fire. But Babylon scoffs. They sell fast food. They sell pills for digestion. They sell endless products to treat symptoms, while never healing the gut. Christ declared, "Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man." Yet today, what goes into the mouth does defile, because it is Babylon's poison, because it is sorcery disguised as bread, practical scroll of renewal. Begin with a gut fast, 24 hours water only. Rebuild with broth, vegetables, simple foods. Add probiotics and fermented foods. Remove sugar, refined carbs, seed oils. Cleanse with herbs, garlic, ginger, turmeric. Bless and consecrate every meal. Within weeks, gut begins to repair. Mood lifts, clarity sharpens, energy returns, spirit whispers again. And the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. Wisdom comes from clarity. Clarity comes from purity. Purity begins in the gut. Remnant warrior, guard the furnace, cleanse the altar, rebuild the fire of digestion. For if the gut is pure, the mind will be sharp, the heart will be strong, the spirit will flow freely. But if the gut is poisoned, Babylon holds the chain. Break the chain. Purge the gut. Ignite the fire. This is the third scroll. The poison in the gut revealed. The covenant of renewal restored. Chapter 4. The poison in the mind. The mind is the seer stone, the lamp of the body, the watchtower of the soul. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Scripture speaks it plain. The mind must be single. The mind must be renewed. The mind must be kept in light. So the adversary strikes the mind first. He fogs it. He fragments it. He floods it with noise until the spirit's whisper can't be heard. This is the fourth scroll, the poison in the mind. Babylon's weapons are subtle, not swords, but screens, not chains, but feeds, not cells of iron, but loops of dopamine, alerts, pings, endless scroll, infinite novelty. Each hit is small, each spark is cheap, but the net is strong. Dopamine hijacked, attention captured, desire trained by algorithms, a mind designed for God, now discipled by Babylon. And when the flicker fades, they sell another cup. Caffeine to push, sugar to soothe, sedatives to sleep, stimulants to wake, pills for focus, pills for sadness, pills for side effects of pills. Pharmakia presents itself as healer. But the bill is bondage, fog, apathy, anxiety, rage, numbness. Spirit feels far away, not because heaven is silent, but because the signal is jammed. The poisons of the mind, dopamine slavery, small thrills repeated endlessly, novelty without meaning, pleasure without purpose. Fear feed, news that profits from panic, constant crisis, adrenaline exhaustion, lust streams, images engineered to addict, eyes defiled, conscience dulled. Noise, no silence, no Sabbath for the senses, no stillness for the spirit to speak. Midnight glow, screens after dark, circadian rhythm shattered, hormones confused, chemical crutches, quick fixes that never fix. Borrowed focus, build with interest. This is not random. This is design, prophetic witness. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. By thy sorceries were all nations deceived. In consequence of evils and designs, I have warned you and forewarn you. The warnings are clear. The attack is precise. The target is your mind. Symptoms of a poisoned mind, scattered thoughts, shallow breath, short patience, long despair. No appetite for scripture, no hunger for prayer, no tears in worship, no fire in purpose. The temple stands, but the lamp is dim. The mouth prays, but the heart is far. The spirit whispers, but the noise is louder. Remnant warrior, there is a way back. Not more hacks, not more apps, not more tips. Covenant, consecration, renewal. Remnant protocol, renewing the mind, won the dawn shield. Before the phone, before the feed, meet the light. Step outside at first light, face heaven, breathe slow, pray aloud, read a single verse and plant it like a seed. No screen until the sun has touched your eyes and the word has touched your heart. 2. The dopamine reset, 10 days. 10 days of discipline to break the loop. No social feeds, no shorts, no infinite scroll, no porn, no doom news. Grayscale your phone. Silence notifications. Delete the bait. 3. The two gates rule. Morning, word before world. Night, prayer before pillow. 4. The 90-minute night watch. 90 minutes before sleep. Kill the glow. Dim lights. Read scripture. Stretch. Pray. Let silence wash the mind. 5. Breath plus scripture. Pairing. Breathe in on the promise. Breathe out on the fear. In God I put my trust. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. 6. Media diet of virtue. Whatever is true, noble, just pure, lovely. Think on these things. Unfollow the rage merchants. Let worship fill the house. Let silence fill the margins. 7. Body to mind circuit. Move the body to clear the mind. Walk after meals. Sweat for 15 minutes. Sun on your skin. Water in your hand. 8. Gut to brain repair. Heal the gut to heal the mind. Remove sugar and seed oils. Add fermented foods. Drink living water. 9. Confession plus release. Guilt is a heavy fog. Write it. Repent. Lay it at the cross. Tear it up. 10. Covenant words. Speak life over your mind. I renounce fear. I renounce confusion. I receive clarity. I receive wisdom. Babylon will mock this. They will say it's extreme. They will say you can drink the world's flood and still carry heaven's fire. They lie. A double mind cannot hold a single flame. Choose your input. Choose your master. Scripture seals the promise. Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God. Be not conformed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Single eye, stayed mind, garnished thoughts, transformed life, signs the mind is renewing, sleep deep, focus long, anger short, gratitude quick, worship easy, scripture sweet, silence safe, discernment sharp, the spirit speaks, and you hear, the spirit nudges, and you move, and the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. Wisdom comes to quiet minds. Light fills the temple that shuts its gates to Babylon's flood. Remnant warrior, guard the watchtower, clean the lenses, silence the sirens, light the lamp. Your mind is not Babylon's market. Your attention is not for sale. Consecrate the seer stone. Renew the mind. Keep the eye single. Let the whole body be full of light. This is the fourth scroll, the poison in the mind revealed, the covenant of renewal restored. Chapter 5. The Poison in the Spirit. The Spirit is the flame of the temple, the whisper of God within, the comforter, the witness, the light. It is written, the Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Without the Spirit, doctrine is just words. Without the Spirit, worship is just noise. Without the Spirit, the temple is just stone. So the adversary wages his fiercest war, not only against the flesh, not only against the mind, but against the Spirit. This is the fifth scroll, the poison in the Spirit. How does Babylon poison spirit? Through shame, whispering, you are not worthy. Through fear, teachings that the world is hopeless. Through false spirits, counterfeits that mimic truth. Through addiction, chains that numb the inner voice. Through pride, exalting one's self above God. Through apathy, dulling hunger for holiness. Bit by bit, the flame dims. Bit by bit, the whisper grows faint, until the soul feels empty, and mistakes emptiness for reality. Pharmakia is more than just chemicals. It is counterfeit comfort. It is the world's attempt to imitate the Holy Spirit. A drink to feel peace, a drug to feel joy, a pill to feel calm, a screen to feel connection. Each one whispers, "You don't need God. We can give you whatever it is you're missing." But the end is despair. The highs fade. The numbness deepens. The flame grows colder. The ancient American prophets foresaw this. They did trample under their feet the commandments of God, and did delight in blood and in whoredoms, and did seek for power. Spirits unclean, hearts hardened, flames extinguished, symptoms of a poisoned spirit. No hunger for prayer, no desire for scripture. Worship feels empty. Gratitude feels forced. Sin feels casual. Repentance feels distant. Apathy replaces fire. This is the adversary's design, not only to weaken the body, not only to fog the mind, but to starve the soul. Remnant protocol, purging the spirit, 1. Confession. Bring sin into the light, name it before God, repent of it quickly. Unconfessed sin is a clog in the soul. 2. Fasting and prayer, not only for body but for flame. Every hunger pang is a prayer, every craving becomes fire fuel. 3. Worship in spirit, not just singing, but lifting hearts and voice with fire. Dance if called, shout if moved, weep when the Spirit speaks, worship with temple gates open. 4. Consecrated silence, turn off the noise, shut the door, sit before God in stillness, wait until whispers come. 5. Scripture fire, read aloud. Declare verses in thy house, write promises on walls, let words cut through lies. 6. Anointing. Use oil consecrated by prayer. Place on your head, heart, and hands. Dedicate the body and soul as a temple. 7. Covenant service. Service the poor. Visit the lonely. Lift up the weak. Spirit flows strongest when it's given away. Babylon despises these things. They call repentance shame. They call fasting dangerous. They call worship emotional. They call silence foolish. They call scriptures outdated. They call covenant service a waste. Why? Because these very things break chains. Because these very things restore the flame. Prophetic witness. David declared, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Isaiah cried, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight." Paul commanded, "Quench not the Spirit." And Christ promised, "If ye will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things what ye should do." The Spirit is the guide. The Spirit is the seal. The Spirit is the survival code. Practical daily renewal. Morning. Pray on your knees. Confess, consecrate, and commit. Midday. Scripture whispered over your food. Gratitude aloud. Evening. Family altar. One verse. One prayer, one song. Night, silence, oil on the forehead, sleep in the covenant. This rhythm cleanses daily poison. This rhythm restores the flame. And the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The destroying angel shall pass by them. Because spirit-filled temples shine with brighter light, and darkness cannot touch them. Remnant warrior, do not neglect the fifth fire. Do not tolerate a poisoned soul. Guard the flame, fan the flame, feed the flame, consecrate the flame. For when the spirit burns bright, Babylon's sorcery breaks, addiction chains melt, fear loses grip, truth rings clear. This is the fifth scroll, the poison in the spirit revealed. The covenant of flame restored. Chapter 6. The Law of Fasting and Fire. Fasting is not deprivation. Fasting is consecration. Fasting is of covenant. Isaiah wrote, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke." Fasting looses bands. Fasting breaks yokes. Fasting lights fire. This is the sixth scroll. The law of fasting and fire. From the beginning, fasting has been a holy weapon. Moses fasted 40 days on Sinai and came down with a face shining with glory. Elijah fasted in the wilderness, and the angel touched him with strength for the journey. Daniel fasted from the king's meat and wine, and God gave him wisdom 10 times greater than Babylon's wise men. Christ fasted 40 days in the desert, and the devil himself could not break him. The pattern is eternal. Fasting is soul fire. Fasting is survival. Fasting is covenant power. Babylon mocks fasting. They call it unhealthy. They call it dangerous. They call it an old superstition. Instead, they sell endless meals, snacks between meals, drinks between snacks, feeding chains, not freedom. Constant consumption, constant digestion, constant slavery. But the remnant knows. The body's temple is not meant to be stuffed. The temple is meant to burn clean. Science now confirms what the prophets always knew. When you fast, insulin drops. Inflammation falls. Autophagy begins. The temple eats dead cells, clearing waste. Hormones balance. The immune fire rises. The mind clears. The spirit speaks louder. Fasting is detox. Fasting is repair. Fasting is remembrance. But fasting is more than health. It is a covenant. It is the fire before God. Ezra fasted before returning from Babylon, that God might give them a right way. Joseph fasted and prayed, and angels ministered unto him. The Lord declared, "Verily, this is the fast and the prayer which I have chosen, that in your fasting and your rejoicing your hearts may be full." Fasting and prayer equals flame and fuel. One without the other is incomplete. Together they ignite covenant fire. Remnant protocol, the fires of fasting 1. The 24-hour fast, from one sunset to the next, water only. Consecrate hunger to God. Pray each time the body craves food. 2. The weekly fast, once per week, 2 meals skipped. Offer the sacrifice for the poor, giving food or money to those in need. This transforms fasting into the service called the law of the fast. 3. The extended fast, 2 to 3 days. Deeper fire, toxins purged, spirit sharpened. Undertake only with prayer and preparation. 4. The seasonal fast, 3, 7, or even 40 days, as the Spirit directs, for breakthrough, for covenant renewal, for remnant missions. What happens during fasting? The body grows hungry, the mind grows quiet, the spirit grows loud, chains rise to the surface, addictions scream, poisons fights back. This is the fire. This is the refining. This is why fasting hurts. It is not punishment. It is purification. The old man dies. The new man rises. Babylon will tempt you. Just eat a little. Just break early. It doesn't matter. But every hour of hunger is fire on the altar. Every craving is a prayer. Every pang is incense rising. Practical steps for remnant warriors. Begin with one meal skipped, then 2. Build slowly. Always hydrate. Pure water is essential. Pray at hunger's peak. Make the pangs your trumpet call. Break fasts gently. Broth, fruit, simple foods. Avoid Babylon's junk after fasts. It will undo the fire. Consecrate fasts for purpose. Freedom, wisdom, clarity, healing. The promises remain. Isaiah declared, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Light, health, righteousness, glory, all bound to fasting, all gifts to the remnant who obey. Remnant warrior, do not neglect this fire, do not fear this hunger. Fast weekly, fast with prayer, fast with service, for every skipped meal is not loss, it is gain, it is fire, it is freedom, it is covenant. This is the 6th scroll, the law of the fasting fire, the covenant weapon of the remnant. Chapter 7. The Purge Protocols. The poisons have been named, the chains have been exposed. Now comes the purge. This is not theory, this is not suggestion. This is soul survival. The temple must be cleansed, the blood must be washed, the gut must be repaired, the spirit must be freed. This is the 7th scroll, the purge protocols. The word of wisdom is not just a warning, it's instruction. All wholesome herbs God hath ordained for the constitution, nature, and use of man. All grain is good for the food of man. Flesh also of beasts and of the fowls of the air, to be used sparingly. All these to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. The key is here, wholesome herbs, sparingly, prudence, thanksgiving. But Babylon trampled this law, and now the temples are clogged with their sorcery. The only way forward is to purge. Remnant protocol, the cleansing arsenal 1. Water. Water is baptism for the inside. Pure, living water flushes the temple, 2 to 3 liters daily. Add lemon, add salt, add prayer, every cup, consecrated. 2. Herbs of purity. God gave herbs for cleansing. Dandelion root for the liver. Burdock root for the blood. Red clover for lymph. Nettle for minerals. cilantro, and parsley for heavy metals. These are not weeds, they are covenant gifts. 3. Clay and charcoal, binders that capture poison. Bentonite clay, activated charcoal. They pull toxins out like a sponge. Use in moderation with prayer. Let the earth reclaim Babylon's waste. 4. Enemas and flushes, ancient practice mocked by Babylon. Water enemas, coffee enemas, salt flushes. They cleanse the gut, purge stagnation, free the river. Do not fear what God ordained for cleansing. 5. Sweat. The skin is the third kidney. Through sweat, poison escapes. Sweat by movement, sweat by sun, sweat by sauna. Every drop is a baptism of fire. 6. Breathwork. Deep breathing moves lymph, oxygenates the blood. Shallow breath keeps poison stagnant. Pray breathe. Warrior breathe. Consecrate every breath. 7. Oil pulling and salt rinse. The mouth is a gateway. Oil pulling with coconut or sesame oils clears toxins, strengthens gums. Salt rinses purify the entry gate. 8. Fasting. Fasting is purge at the highest level, already revealed in the last scroll. It is the furnace of cleansing. Babylon laughs at these things. They call herbs weeds. They call charcoal dangerous. They call enemas insane. They call fasting starvation. Why? Because these very tools break their chains. Because these very methods are God's gifts, not Babylon's prophets. Scriptural witness, Ezekiel saw a river flowing from the temple, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. The temple must flow. Blockages must be purged. Jeremiah cried, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?" The balm is still here. The herbs are still here. The purge is still here. Practical 7-day purge path. Day 1. Water fast with lemon and salt. Day 2. Herbal teas, burdock, dandelion. Day 3, clay or charcoal binding. Day 4, light broth, vegetables, prayer walk. Day 5, enema or salt flush. Day 6, sweat session, sauna, workout or hard labor. Day 7, break with fruit, gratitude and worship. Repeat as needed. Build gradually, always in prayer. Results of the purge: clearer skin, lighter body, cleaner mind, restored digestion, stronger immunity, deeper sleep, sharper discernment, louder spirit whisper. The temple shines when the waste is burned away. The promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. Wisdom comes to the cleansed. Knowledge flows through the pure. Spirit burns in the temple that is purged. Remnant warrior, do not neglect this arsenal. Do not mock these gifts. Purge with water. Purge with herbs. Purge with clay. Purge with sweat. Purge with prayer. For the days are coming when Babylon's pharmakia will collapse, when their shelves will be empty, when their chains will snap, and only those who know God's purge will endure with clarity, with fire, with freedom. This is the seventh scroll, the purge protocols, the covenant arsenal of cleansing. Chapter 8, the healing crisis. The purge has begun, the poisons are leaving, the temple is cleansing. But instead of peace, pain rises. Instead of joy, fatigue. Instead of clarity, fog. The remnant cries out, "Have I failed? Am I worse than before?" Number, this is the crisis. This is the refining. This is the fire before the freedom. This is the eighth scroll, the healing crisis. When Babylon's chains break, the body fights back. The poisons resist. The parasites scream. The addictions howl. Sugar cravings spike. Headaches pound. Stomach cramps twist. Skin erupts. Emotions flare. Sleep feels broken. This is not failure. This is evidence. The purge is working. The prophets saw the pattern. Malachi declared, He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. Isaiah wrote, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned." Peter said, "The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise." Purging is fire. Fire is trial. Trial is purification. Why the healing crisis happens. Stored toxins are released. Fat leaves the body, carrying poisons into the bloodstream. Parasites die. They release waste and chemicals as they die. Bacteria shift. Good flora rise, bad flora fall. Balance struggles before it stabilizes. Withdrawal begins. Sugar, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, weed. The body screams for what it no longer receives. Spirit rises. Old habits, old sins, old wounds surface. The soul feels raw as the flame cleans deeper. Babylon calls this failure. They say, "See? The purge harmed you." They push their pills. They lure you back into chains. But the wise see it clearly. This is healing. This is victory. This is the storm before the dawn. Remnant protocol enduring the fire. 1. Water flood. Drink more water than you think possible. Flush toxins quickly. Lemon, salt, prayer. 2. Rest without shame. The temple may feel weak. Do not curse weakness. Lie down. Sleep more. Healing requires energy. 3. Sweat the exit. When fatigue lingers, move gently. Walk, stretch, sauna. Sweat speeds the purge. 4. Bind the waste. Charcoal, clay, fiber. Pull the poison out. Do not let it recirculate. 5. Nourish lightly. Broths, steamed vegetables, fruit in moderation, simple fuels to support the fire. 6. Prayer and patience. Call upon God. Every wave of discomfort is a prayer rising. Whisper covenant promises over your body. Signs of healing crisis versus danger. Healing crisis. Temporary fatigue. Mild rashes. Headaches. Digestive upset. Mood swings. Danger. Severe chest pain. Inability to breathe. Extreme weakness, unable to rise. Passing out. Discern the difference. One is fire refining. The other is warning to adjust. The pattern is eternal. Israel wandered 40 years, refining fire before the promised land. Christ sweat blood in Gethsemane, fire before resurrection glory. The remnant must endure fire. The temple must endure flame. Practical encouragement. Keep a journal. Write symptoms, prayers, victories. Mark each day complete. See progress, not just pain. Surround yourself with covenant community. Do not walk fire alone. Speak gratitude aloud, even in weakness. And the promises remain. After ye have suffered a while, the God of all grace make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Remnant warrior, do not quit in the fire. Do not curse the flame. Do not fear the pain. For the pain is proof. The fire is proof. The storm is proof. That Babylon's poison is leaving, that chains are breaking, that freedom is rising. This is the eighth scroll, the healing crisis, the fire before the freedom. Chapter 9, the gut restoration scroll. The purge is not the end, it is the beginning. After the fire comes the planting, after the storm comes the rebuilding, after the purge comes the restoration. This is the ninth scroll, the gut restoration scroll. The gut is more than digestion. It is the command post of the immune system. It is the seat of mood and clarity. It is the altar of covenant fuel. Over 70% of immune cells live in the gut. Over 90% of serotonin is made in the gut. Signals rise from gut to brain like constant prayer. If the gut is broken, the whole temple falters. But if the gut is restored, the temple thrives. Babylon tears it down with sugar, oils, chemicals, antibiotics. But God gave the remnant tools to restore. Step 1. Seal the breaches. Leaky gut must be repaired. The walls of the furnace must be sealed up again. How? Bone broth, minerals to knit the lining. L-glutamine, an amino acid that rebuilds the wall. Aloe, slippery elm, marshmallow root, soothing herbs to coat and protect. Every sip, every herb consecrated, every bowl prayed over, the walls repair, the breaches close. Step 2. Replant the army. The gut is an ecosystem. It needs soldiers. It needs diversity. Fermented foods are living allies. Sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, yogurt, unsweetened, kombucha, probiotic supplements if needed, but food is fire. Plant-based fibers to feed them, apples, oats, beans, greens. These are prebiotics, fuel for the army. As the soldiers return, mood lifts. As the army rises, immune fire strengthens. As the gut flourishes, spirit signals grow clearer. Step 3. Starve the enemy. Candida, parasites, bad bacteria. They thrive on sugar, refined carbs, chemical fuel. Remove their food. Cut the supply lines. They wither and die. This is not punishment. It is liberation. Step 4. Balance the fire. The gut fire must not burn too low nor too hot. Spices like ginger and turmeric stoke gently. Chamomile and peppermint cool when overactive. Balance is vital. Discernment is fire. Step 5. Consecrate thy furnace. Bless every meal. Give thanks aloud. Pray that every bite be fire and not poison. Scripture says, "For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." Prayer transforms fuel. Gratitude transforms digestion. Consecration restores the altar. Prophetic witness, Daniel refused Babylon's meat and wine. He chose pulse and water, and his countenance shone brighter than all. Christ broke bread and blessed it. Food consecrated became sacrament. Paul declared, "Whether ye eat or drink, undo all to the glory of God." The gut is not a sewer. It is an altar. It must be treated as holy. Practical 21-day gut renewal plan. Week 1. Remove sugar, seed oils, and processed foods. Begin broth, soothing herbs, and prayer. Week 2. Add fermented foods daily. Increase plant fibers. Continue with water and herbs. Week 3. Deepen variety. Experiment with fasting and gut reset. Seal breaches with L-glutamine, aloe, or broth. By day 21, bloating fades, energy rises, mood lifts, clarity returns, spirit signal grows stronger, and the promises remain. All saints who remember to keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. Wisdom is not found in fog. Wisdom is found in clarity. Clarity begins with a restored gut. Remnant warrior, seal the breaches, replant the army, starve the enemy, balance the fire, consecrate the furnace, for if the gut is whole, the temple is strong. If the temple is strong, the spirit flows. This is the 9th scroll, the gut restoration scroll, the covenant promise of renewal. Chapter 10, the blood renewal scroll. The blood is the river of life, the current of the body's temple, the covenant sealed in flesh. From the marrow it flows, through every vein it travels, carrying oxygen, nutrients, immune fire, carrying spirit signal. It is written, "The life of the flesh is in the blood, and by his stripes, by his blood, ye are healed." Blood is holy, blood is covenant, blood is altar. So the adversary corrupts it, and the remnant must renew it. This is the 10th scroll, the blood renewal scroll. The poisons have already been exposed. Sugar thickens the blood. Oils inflame the vessels. Chemicals burden the liver. Heavy metals corrode the nerves. Pharmakia drugs circulate dependency. The river grows sluggish. The current grows toxic. The temple grows weak. But the Creator gave the remnant tools to cleanse and renew the blood. Step 1. Purge the river. Fasting. Burns waste, clears the stream. Water. Flushes the channels, keeps flow strong. Binders. Charcoal, clay, fiber. Sweep poison before it enters blood. Every purge renews the current. Step 2. Feed the river. God ordained foods to renew blood. Dark leafy greens, chlorophyll, the blood of plants, spinach, kale, collards, cleanse, alkalize, restore. Beets, building nitric oxide, expanding vessels, increasing flow. Berries, antioxidants to repair damage. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Herbs, parsley, cilantro, nettle, dandelion. Minerals and cleansing fire. Grains and seeds. Whole, unbroken, ordained of God, fuel for marrow and strength, every bite consecrated, every meal, covenant. Step 3. Move the river. Blood must flow. Stillness clogs the stream. Walk daily. Stretch. Lift. Sweat. Breathe deep. Movement is covenant. Movement is circulation. Movement is renewal. Step 4. Rest the river. At night, the liver cleanses. At night, the marrow renews. At night, the spirit repairs. But if you burn midnight oil, if you glow in Babylon screens, the river cannot renew. Sacred rest is blood renewal. Step 5. Consecrate the river. Pray over your body. Anoint your head, your chest, your hands. Speak prayer aloud. My blood is renewed. My blood is consecrated. My blood is covenant fire. Words carry frequency. Frequency writes code. Code writes renewal. Prophetic witness. Moses marked Israel with blood on the doorposts. The destroying angel passed them by. Christ shed his blood to redeem creation. The covenant was sealed in scarlet. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, promises. They shall receive health in the navel and marrow in the bones. Marrow makes blood. The promise is the renewal of the river. Practical 14-day blood renewal path. Days 1 through 3. Fasting with water and lemon. Days 4 to 7. Add greens, berries, beets, herbs. Lightly exercise daily. Days 8 to 10. Binders, charcoal or clay. Sweat sessions, prayer breath. Days 11 to 14. Increase movement. Deep rest before midnight. Blood consecration prayers nightly. By day 14, blood pressure lowers. Energy rises. Mind clears. Spirit flows. And the promises remain. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The destroying angel shall pass them by. This is not just metaphor. This is covenant. This is true survival. Remnant warrior, renew the river, consecrate the stream, guard the covenant in your veins, for Babylon cannot touch the blood that is sanctified. Poisons cannot bind the blood that is renewed. The spirit flows freely in the temple whose river is clean. This is the 10th scroll, the blood renewal scroll, the covenant of life restored. Chapter 11. The covenant of simplicity. The purge is complete, the blood renewed, the gut restored, the temple cleansed. But the question remains, how do we stay free? How do we keep Babylon's poison from creeping back in? The answer is not complex. It is not hidden. It is not expensive. It is simple. This is the 11th scroll. The covenant of simplicity. Babylon thrives on excess. Too many foods, too many flavors, too many choices, endless variety, endless craving. But God's law is not endless. It is steady. It is seasonal. It is simple. It is written. every herb in the season thereof, and every fruit in the season thereof, all these to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. Grain is ordained for the use of man and of beasts to be the staff of life. Fruits, herbs, grains, simple, seasonal, sacred. Daniel refused Babylon's table. No wine, no meats, no dainties, only pulse and water. And his countenance shone brighter than all the king's men. Christ fed the multitudes with bread and fish, simple, pure, blessed, multiplied. The ancients lived in prosperity when they ate in season, shared in covenant, and gave thanks. When they turned to excess, they fell. The pattern is eternal. The poisons creep back when we chase complexity. Sugar-laced drinks, artificial flavors, exotic indulgences, processed foods pretending to be meals. But simplicity closes the gate. Simplicity is protection. Simplicity is covenant armor. Remnant protocol, living the covenant of simplicity. 1. Eat in season, fruit when it ripens, herbs when they sprout, vegetables when they grow. Honor God's calendar, not Babylon's warehouses. 2. Eat whole, grain as God gave it, fruit as it grows, not bleached, stripped, broken. The fewer the steps from earth to plate, the better. 3. Eat sparingly, meat when it is cold, when it is famine, when it is need, not daily, not in gluttony. Covenant use, not Babylon excess. 4. Drink pure, water, consecrated, herbal teas for healing. No potions, no poisons, no chemical brews. 5. Bless and give thanks. Every meal is covenant. Bless it aloud. Give thanks aloud. Let prayer sanctify fuel. 6. Share with the needy. Food hoarded becomes poison. Food shared becomes blessed. Feed the poor, and God multiplies thy storehouse. The fruit of simplicity is freedom. No counting calories, no chasing diets, no buying Babylon's powders and shakes, just sacred living, just simple eating, just spirit-led discernment. Prophetic witness, Christ taught, take no thought for what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Paul wrote, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Jacob declared, before ye seek for riches, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The message is clear. The temple does not need Babylon's variety. The temple needs covenant simplicity. Practical simplicity rhythm. Morning, water and fruit. Midday, grain and vegetables. Evening, light meal, broth, herbs, occasional. Meat sparingly in prayerful times of need. This rhythm is easy to sustain. It builds strength without chains. It fuels spirit without fog. And the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. Wisdom does not live in excess. Wisdom lives in simplicity. Remnant warrior, reject Babylon's dainties. Reject Babylon's indulgences. Reject Babylon's endless choice. Choose covenant food. Choose seasonal fuel. Choose simple gratitude. For Zion will not feast like Babylon. Zion will eat with thanksgiving, live with simplicity, and shine with covenant fire. This is the 11th scroll, the covenant of simplicity, the true way of freedom. Chapter 12. The renewal of the mind. The battle begins in the mind. Every choice, every habit, every covenant. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Spirit has said it plain, renew the mind, or Babylon will rule it. This is the 12th scroll, the renewal of the mind. The mind is not static, it is soil. What you plant grows, what you neglect withers, what you allow Babylon to sow becomes weeds. Renewal is daily, not once, not twice, daily. Babylon floods the mind with noise, screens, news, endless crisis, fear, lust, distraction. The signal of spirit is drowned, the whisper is muffled, the mind becomes fog. But when the remnant renews, clarity returns. The spirit speaks, the conscience sharpens, the temple stands watch. Remnant protocol, renewal practices. 1. The dawn reset. Begin each day in covenant clarity. Before screens, before feeds, water, light, prayer, scripture. Face the sun, face the word, seal the day to God. 2. The word loop. Plant scripture in the mind like seed. Repeat it throughout the day. 1 verse, 1 phrase. Let it loop until it burns. 3. Breath and stillness. When the mind spins, pause. Inhale prayer. Exhale fear. Stillness clears fog. 4. Gratitude, refocus. Babylon trains the mind to complain. Break the cycle with thanks. Say 3 aloud each day. Thanks sharpens the mind. 5. Guard the gates. Curate your input. Remove rage merchants. Silence gossip. Feed on truth, beauty, and virtue. 6. Rewire with service. The mind heals when it shifts from self to others. Lift the weak. Serve the poor. Mind renewal comes through covenant action. 7. Night wash. Before sleep, release the day. Pray, confess, forgive. Consecrate dreams. The mind sleeps clean. Prophetic witness, Paul. Casting down imaginations, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Isaiah. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Christ. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. The promise is sure. A renewed mind is a shielded temple. Signs of renewal. Focus sharp. Patience steady, worship sweet, discernment clear, joy present, peace deep, spirit close. This is not fantasy, this is covenant fruit of the tree. Practical day order for renewal. Morning, water, prayer, scripture, silence. Midday, one verse whispered, breath reset. Evening, gratitude aloud, scripture review, prayer before sleep. Simplicity sustains, consistency sharpens, renewal multiplies, and the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. Wisdom is clarity. Clarity comes from renewal. Renewal comes from sacred practice. Remnant warrior, do not neglect the mind. Do not let weeds grow. Do not let Babylon sow. Renew daily. Plant the word, guard the gates, release the day. For when the mind is renewed, the temple is full of light. The spirit speaks without distortion. The remnant stands unshaken. This is the 12th scroll, the renewal of the mind, the covenant of clarity. Chapter 13, the spirit in the temple. The body is a temple. The mind is a seer stone, the blood is the river, the gut a furnace. But without the spirit, all is empty. Without the spirit, the temple is stone. Without the spirit, the altar is cold. It is written, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the spirit of God dwelleth in you? This is the 13th scroll. The spirit in the temple. The spirit is not a force, not a mood, not a metaphor. The spirit is a personage, the comforter, the teacher, the witness, the fire. The spirit whispers truth. The spirit convicts of sin. The spirit seals covenant. The spirit empowers mission. So the adversary wars against it. He drowns the whisper in noise. He chains the soul in addiction. He fills the air with counterfeit spirits. Lust, pride, fear, and rage. He whispers lies that you are unworthy, unclean, and unchosen. His design is simple. If the spirit is quenched, the remnant is powerless. If the spirit is absent, the temple is defenseless. Symptoms of a quenched spirit. Prayer feels empty. Scriptures feel dull. Worship feels mechanical. Gratitude feels distant. Sin feels casual. Purpose feels lost. These are not signs of failure. These are alarm bells. The flame must be fed again. Remnant protocol, hosting the spirit. One purity of vessel. Sin clogs the temple. Confess quickly. Repent fully. Keep the vessel pure. 2. Fasting with fire. Hunger consecrated becomes fuel for spirit. Fasting sharpens the whisper. 3. Prayer in all forms. Aloud, silent, kneeling, walking. Groaning in the spirit when words fail. Prayer is the temple's incense. 4. Worship with whole heart, not passive singing, not rote recitation. Lift hands, kneel, dance, weep, shout. Let spirit fill the temple gates. 5. Consecrated silence. Shut doors, kill noise. Wait on God until whisper comes. Silence is fire's chamber. 6. Service as sacrifice. Visit the sick. Feed the hungry, lift the fallen, pray with the broken. Spirit flows strongest when given away. 7. Anointing and dedication. Use consecrated oil. Bless the head, the heart, the hands. Declare aloud, this temple is yours. Babylon mocks these things. They call repentance shame. They call fasting dangerous. They call worship emotional. They call silence foolish. They call service weakness. Why? Because these are the very gates where the spirit enters. Because these are the very fires that burn the chains. Prophetic witness. Christ promised, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Paul declared, quench not the spirit. Nephi wrote, angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, wherefore they speak the words of Christ. The promise is sure. If the temple is prepared, the Spirit will fill it. Daily rhythm for hosting. Spirit, morning, pray on your knees. Consecration aloud, scripture declared. Midday, gratitude aloud over food. Quick prayer to reset. Evening, family altar. One verse, one song, one prayer. Night, silence, oil on forehead, covenant sleep, simple, daily, powerful, and the promises remain. They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint, the destroying angels shall pass them by. Because when the Spirit fills the temple, darkness flees, addiction breaks, fear loses its grip, wisdom flows, discernment sharpens, fire ignites. Remnant warrior, do not quench the spirit. Do not neglect the flame. Do not live empty. Purify the temple. Feed the flame. Open the gates. Host the spirit. For this is the true purpose of health. Not vanity, not mere survival, but to house the spirit of God. This is the 13th scroll. The spirit in the temple. The covenant of indwelling fire. Chapter 14, The Law of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not a holiday, not a turkey, not ritual. Thanksgiving is law. Thanksgiving is fire. Thanksgiving is frequency. It is written, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And again, receive every herb in the season thereof with thanksgiving. And again, thou shalt thank the Lord thy God in all things. This is the 14th scroll, the law of thanksgiving. Babylon thrives on complaint. Advertising trains dissatisfaction. Media feeds outrage. News sells fear. Politics stirs anger. A complaining spirit is Babylon's chain, but a grateful spirit is Zion's shield. Gratitude is weapon. Thanksgiving is covenant. It shifts the atmosphere of the temple. Thanksgiving heals the body. Science now confirms what scripture declared. Gratitude lowers stress hormones. Gratitude strengthens the immune fire. Gratitude rewires the brain toward peace. Gratitude softens the heart and lengthens life. The Spirit already told us this truth. Now even Babylon's own science admits it. Thanksgiving heals the mind. Complaints cloud thought. Thanks clears fog. Fear shrinks in the face of gratitude. Faith grows in the soil of thanks. Thanksgiving heals the spirit. It opens gates for revelation. It invites presence. It sanctifies worship. Remnant Protocol, living the law of thanksgiving. 1. Morning. Thanks. Rise and name 3 aloud before any screen. Breath and water with gratitude. 2. Meal thanks. Consecrate every bite with a thank you. Say it aloud, even when eating alone. Food becomes a sacrament when blessed. 3. Midday reset. Pause once. Whisper 1 thanks. Shift the spirit back to gratitude. 4. Evening altar. Family or alone, speak thanks for the day. Write 1 line of gratitude before sleep. 5. Crisis. Thanks. When trial comes, when pain comes, give thanks aloud. Not for the pain, but for God's presence in it. This is sacred trust. Babylon mocks this. They sell endless things to make you happy. They keep the people ungrateful, so they always want more. But Zion needs nothing but God's gifts, and his gifts are constant and without end. Breath, water, Sunday, word, spirit, fellowship, life, prophetic witness. The ancients wrote, "My soul delighteth in the things of the Lord, and my heart pondereth continually upon the things which I have seen and heard." Alma taught, "Live in thanksgiving daily for the many mercies and blessings which he doth bestow upon you." Paul declared, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds." The law is clear. Thanksgiving is not suggestion. It is survival. Signs of the grateful temple. Peace in trial. Joy without reason. Contentment in little. Faith that rises quick. Spirit that flows strong. This is Zion's fruit. And the promises remain. All saints who remember to keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. Thanksgiving is the key to treasures. Gratitude unlocks revelation. Thanks multiplies blessings. Remnant warrior, reject Babylon's complaint. Reject Babylon's dissatisfaction. Reject Babylon's endless wanting. Live the law of thanksgiving. Speak thanks in mourning. Bless food with gratitude. Close days with praise. For a grateful remnant cannot be chained. A thankful heart cannot be poisoned. A spirit of thanksgiving is untouchable by Babylon's sorcery. This is the 14th scroll. The law of thanksgiving. The covenant frequency of Zion. Chapter 15, The Covenant of Zion Health. Zion is not Babylon. Zion does not eat like Babylon. Zion does not drink like Babylon. Zion does not live like Babylon. Zion is covenant. Zion is health. Zion is light. This is the 15th scroll, the covenant of Zion health. It is written, "The Lord called his people Zion because they were of one heart and one mind and dwelt in righteousness, and there was no poor among them." No poor. No sick, no broken, a people consecrated in body and soul. This is the destiny of the remnant. This is the promise of the covenant. Babylon sells disease. Babylon profits from weakness. Babylon chains nations with pharmakeia. But Zion walks in freedom. Zion walks in clarity. Zion walks in health, not because they are perfect, but because they live covenant law, the pillars of Zion health. 1. Purity of fuel, seasonal fruits, wholesome herbs, grains as ordained, meat sparingly, water consecrated, no potions, no poisons. 2. Purity of practice, fasting with fire, purging with prayer, sweating in covenant labor, resting at sacred hours. 3. Purity of spirit, confession quick, repentance real, prayer daily, silence sacred, service continual. 4. Purity of mind, guarded eyes, single heart, virtue garnishing thoughts, scripture looped daily. 5. Purity of community, no poor among them, food shared, burden lifted, gratitude multiplied. This is Zion's pattern. This is the covenant of health. The prophets saw it. Isaiah spoke, "The inhabitants shall not say, 'I am sick.'" Malachi promised, "The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." John saw the tree of life, whose leaves were for the healing of the nations. This is not myth. This is prophecy. This is covenant destiny. Practical rhythm of Zion health. Morning, water, prayer, light, and scriptures. Midday, whole food, gratitude, and movement. Evening, light meal, family altar, Thanksgiving. Night, rest in covenant, silence, oil consecration. Weekly, fast, serve, gather, and renew. Seasonal, purge, plant, harvest, and consecrate. Yearly, dedicate, rededicate, remember covenants. The fruit of Zion health is not vanity. It is strength for service. It is clarity for revelation. It is endurance for tribulation. It is fire for the gathering. And the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint, shall find wisdom and hidden treasures, and the destroying angel shall pass them by. This is covenant shield. This is covenant armor. This is covenant fire. Remnant warrior, do not merely purge. Do not merely heal. Live in covenant. Live in simplicity. Live in thanksgiving. Live in spirit. For Zion is rising, and Zion will be pure, and Zion will be whole. This is your charge. This is your covenant. This is the 15th scroll, the covenant of Zion health. The destiny of the remnant. Benediction, the remnant purged, the temple sealed. The scrolls are complete, the poisons named, the purge endured, the renewal begun, the body is cleansed, the blood renewed, the gut restored, the mind sharpened, the spirit burning, the temple stands, the covenant shines. Remnant warrior, you have been warned, you have been instructed. You have been armed. Babylon will mock. Babylon will tempt. Babylon will rage. But you are no longer bound. You are no longer fogged. You are no longer chained. Now walk in covenant health. Now stand in covenant fire. Now live the covenant of Zion. For the time is short. The gathering is near. The king is coming. It is written, "They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The destroying angel shall pass them by." This is your inheritance. This is your protection. This is your fire, remnant warrior. Seal the temple. Keep it pure. Keep it strong. Keep it full of spirit. For Zion must rise, and Zion will be pure, and Zion will be whole. The remnant is purged. The temple is sealed.